So fine. So we're continuing Kozayin Mad Aleph. And the question is, again, in Rav Sheshes's question to Amemar. So it says, Amalei Rav Sheshes Lamemar. Kaptisu Amano, Amalei En. Are you machbid about the Kli? He said, yes, I am machbid. So the question, what does it mean, Kaptisu Amano? So simple pshat, what does it mean, simple pshat?
Rashi?
No, simple pshat.
What does Amano mean?
Amana means a kli.
Oh.
Kli means a mana is a kli.
You need to have a kli.
Do you need to have a kli? He says, yes. Okay.
But you couldn't what?
You couldn't do it without a kli. You need a kli. You need to use a kli for this thing. On the surface, you'd say you just don't need a kli. I mean, that was what he's asking. Do you need a kli? Could you do put your hand in a waterfall? I don't know. Whatever it is. Somehow wash your hands. I don't know. Don't use a kli. Use whatever. Use something else. Use, I don't know. However you're going to do it. Right? And as I'd say, I don't know, not a clay, whatever not a clay is going to be. Okay? So, but Rashi says, Kavdiso Amana, Shie Kli Shale. Does the Kli have to be Shale?
That's what he's asking. What?
It can't be asking, do you need a Kli? I definitely need a Kli. Of course you need a Kli. And it sounds like that's what he's saying. But he's asking, does it have to be Shale? So, why is that? I mean, why is it that you can't imagine not needing a Kli? But you could imagine saying that it wouldn't be shalim. And what's the havmina that it could not be shalim? And what's the maskana that it does, you know, that it doesn't have to be shalim?
That
it does have to be shalim. And remember, this is a question in chulin, in shrach truma. In truma, obviously, you need a kli and it has to be shalim. The question is what about an institution of chulin? What's the next step? Right? I mean, like, the Tosa spells that out specifically by the Mara, but it's clear. I mean, that's what it's talking about. And also, here's what's interesting is that you say that it's not shalim, right? But if it's not shalim, why is a kli which isn't shalim not good? Why is a kli which isn't shalim not good? Right? Why is it?
It's not a kli.
Right? Rashi said, the Gemara said above, because a kli should nikkei v'konus mashka is possible. So Rashi says, "Ain't no time." Rashi says, "Lav klihu, the rabbanon kli tikkun." And it's just not a kli, and the rabbanon set up a kli. So if it's not shalim, it's not a kli. If it has a hole, it's not a kli. So why does Rashi have to start changing things around? As it says, these are amana should be makpid that you have a kli. You don't need a kli. So basically, if it's not shalim, it's not a kli. So let me say kli shalim. So basically, this question is: do you need a kli? Or do you not need a kli? So why is Rashi putting in and saying, no, it means, does the kli have to be shalim? Does the kli have to be shalim? Means, do you need a kli or do you not need a kli? Right? So something's going on here. Like, let's say Rashi didn't say anything here. When he asked, Kabdisu Amana, so let's say Rashi never said anything. What would you say it means? You'd say it means, do you need a kli? And Rashi doesn't have to say anything. That's what it means. But Rashi's saying, she had a kli shalim. He's coming to tell you, don't think that it means, do you need a kli? Right? He's specifically, he's saying something, but he's also telling you not something. He's telling you don't learn that it means, do you need a kli? That's not the question. The question is, of course you need a kli. The question is, does the kli have to be shalim? Mm-hmm. Right? Because otherwise Rashi doesn't say anything. If he meant simple pshat, then Rashi doesn't say anything. So Rashi, you see from the way Rashi's saying it, he's specifically pushing you away from the simple way to learn. You know what I mean? So say the implication is you definitely need a kli. Oh, but then how could it be that it's not shalim? But then it's not a kli. Like Rashi said, there are a kli tikkun. So the kli is not a kli if it's not shalim. Yeah, okay, so I was thinking like Max was thinking. That the thing is that with that the halacha is a maisa netila. I mean, that's the primary halacha is that tilas daim is a maisa netila, right? There's a maisa netila. And netila and is where you use a kli to pour water on your hands. Like that's what netila is. You know. By the way, the word netila, because some say it comes from a natal, which means like a kli. It's a kind of kli. It's turn netila. It's turn netila itself. I think. So that's a different shatam, I think, and where it comes from, turn netila. But whatever. But the thing is that's the ma'aseh netila. Is the ma'aseh netila as opposed to let's say tefillah or whatever is where you use a kli and pour water on your hands. That's what netila is. So you can't possibly imagine that you're going to have Srach Truma is going to get rid of the idea of Netila. Obviously it has to be Netila. You need a Kli because the Maisa of Netila is a Maisa of pouring water on your hands, pouring from a Kli. It means you gather the water in a receptacle and pour it on your hands. But But for instance, if you have a kli which is not shalem, so in theory you could still have the ma'aser netilah. So it's not a great kli. And in terms of hilchos kelim and the chafza shel kli, the halachified chafza of a kli, there are certain requirements for a chafza shel kli. It can't have a hole. It has to be permanent. Whatever requirements there are in terms of the chafza shel kli. Now in truma, it's not just that you need the ma'aser netilah. But there's the mice and tila. Yes, in truma, you not only need a tila, the netila has to be realized you're a chafta shalkli, which meets certain requirements. And that's what I said. Like, for instance, if it has a hole, it's a lav kalihu. What do you mean it's a lav kalihu? It doesn't mean descriptively it's not a vessel, not a utensil. Of course it is. It could function the same way. But halachically, the criteria for kli say if it's not, it has a hole, too big, it's not a kli anymore. It's not defined as a kli halachically. So therefore, so when it comes to, when it's broken, so what Rashi means is that you could never envision Netilas Naim without a kli, functionally, because that's not a Maisa Netila. But what he's saying is are you makbir that the Netila involves a chafza shal kli, a halachic chafza shal kli? Did they demand that you actually have the halachic chafza shal kli? Or did they just say, of course you need a kli, but only insofar as the kli is necessary to perform the activity? Okay, so you need a descriptive kli for sure. That's what Rashi's telling you. Is when it says kaptisu amana, it doesn't mean do you need the descriptive kli? Do you need a vessel? Because of course you do, because that's the character of the activity of netilah, and you can't do without that. But he means does that character have to result from a chafza whose identity is a kli, which is halachically recognized as the proper object? Or do you say no? They simply said you need the ma'isa. The Maisa Natila, and it doesn't matter if the Chafta Shel Kli is intact. So that's what he's saying, is no, that you are Machta. That apparently when they took it, when they modeled the Kli and Tisnayim, they demanded the Chafta, not just the Maisa Natila, or the Kli, insofar as the Maisa Natila, but they demanded the Chafta Shel Kli itself. And therefore, if it's not Shalim, then it's not good. That's like I said, they're on a Kli thing. They actually demanded a Chafta Shel Kli. They didn't just say, do the activity of a Kli. Amen? It's basically like a broken kli could perform the activity of a kli. So functionally, you could call it a kli, even though it lacks the shem kli. The thing is that they demanded the shem kli.
But just as an interesting, the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah has different shot. When it says kaptisu amana, okay, it's in Mem Beis Min Aleph in the Brachos. You don't need to look at it. Sorry, sure. Kaptisu amana, she a kli matzik revias. That's what he's asking. Are you makbid that the kli is machzik or revias? Okay, that was his question. Not that was it shalim. That wasn't the question. The question is, do you need it to be machzik or revias? Okay, it's funny because later the Gemara asks about revias shiura. Right? It's funny. Yeah, that's in terms of the ma'isa, it seems, right?
But it's overall, will you end up using revias?
Yeah, maybe. But here it's before you get to that. In other words, here it's before you get to that, it seems. Because here it's asking, do you even need the kli to be masik or revias? Then it's saying, after, if it's masik, does it have to have a revias in it? Or does it in terms of the maisa, you know? I mean, here it's in terms of the kli itself, did they demand the revias? Right? So the question is, could we compare and contrast a little bit the way Rashi is learning with the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning? You know what I mean, like, what do you say about that? So maybe just simply, he says that according to Rashi, maybe just the machlok is in the Havaminas. I mean, again, I don't think it means Rashi holds that you don't need a cliche or revius. Certainly it does. That's also gives later. It's about a cliche or revius. And I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah is going to hold that you can get by if it's not shalim. It's not shalim, it's not a clay. Right? But I think the question is what David pointed out is good, is that if it's not shalim, it's not even a clay. If it doesn't have a revius, it's a clay, it's just not a cliche and latila. Right? Now it seems like according to Rashi, there's a havamina here that you could do without a clay. That's his question. Without a shame kli, that was possible according to Rashi. You know, I mean, that's what answers. Are you makbid that you have a shame kli? Says, I'm makbid. But apparently, it was feasible to entertain the possibility that it wouldn't have to be a shame kli. All it would have to be is a pouring, and you wouldn't need a chafzishal kli. It seems like Rabbeinu Yonah holds that's not possible. It seems like he holds definitely Netilas Naim as a kli. Because Netila is pouring with a chafta shel clay. He can entertain that Havmina, that it means pouring. From what? From anything. I mean, pouring, Netila, according to him, it seems, is inextricably tied to a Netila from a chafta shel clay. Without a clay, it's just, it's not Netila. It would seem. The question is, does it have to be a kli shel netila? That's what Rabbi Yonah is saying is questionable. Does it have to have a revius in it and be a kli shel netila, or is it simply suffice? It's a clay of dalma. Look, pouring can be less than a revius just because of the halachic institution of netila z'nayim. So according to me, that's the question. Did they demand only a kli, simply a chafta shel kli? Or did it have to be a mana? Doesn't mean do you need a clay, but it doesn't mean the specific mana shalom til zidayim. Did they demand that it's a clay shalom tila or not? You know what I mean? Apparently he wouldn't know. The question didn't have mina. I mean, of course, Rashi also holds it has to be clay shalom tila. But he's saying that the havamina here was that, in theory, you could have argued it would even say you don't need a clay. It just, you need a mice and a tila. That just means, functionally, the idea of a clay. I mean, I guess the question is, that's a chiddush to say that there's a having, that there's something like the function of a kli without a kli. I mean, you say a kli is a function of a kli, although that's what it means, the function of a kli, through a chafta shel kli. Because netila definitely means that you use a kli for netila. Now, halacha says a kli means XYZ, certain criteria. So the question is, could you have had a having, Mina, that you'd be able to take netila, which means from a kli, and to throw out the halachic notion of a kli and just say that which functions as a kli? Is that a possible halachic thing? In terms of the srach, could a srach have even done that? Simply to say netila from a kli and make its own functional definition of a kli? What do you say? No, is that once you deal with the kli, it has to grab onto the halacha. That's clear. But the question is, it doesn't necessarily be a kli netila. That's the question. I don't want to go further than that. I mean, the question is a sensitivity. What's a valid havmina here in the realm of srach truma? Yeah, I mean, according to Rashi, later the Gemara holds, do you even need a kli in the tila? Because it talks about Revius. But that's the first question he asks him, do you need a kli? Later he's going to ask him, do you even need the shear? In other words, does it have to be kli in the tila? Or I mean, however you learn that Gemara there, later. But in other words, this is before it got into that whole discussion of whether it has to have the properties of Revius. This is just the first question. Do you even need a kli? A halachah chafta shel kli? So he's saying yes.
So the next Gemara says, so that was Amman. I'm like, Achazusa, are you machbit about the appearance? Rashi, Shieba Hemari Mayim, that the water will have the appearance of water? I'm really in. Yes, sir. Okay? Yes, sir. He's machbit. So let's see Tosus. Tosus says, Achazusa. Kaptina Chazusa, Yodh Tanan Mesach Zidayim, Nafoban Yo, Okan Kantum, Vinishtam Raim Sulim, it's open Mishnah, which says that if it gets the ink or Kan Kantum, falls into it and changes the color, then it's possible. Okay, Kantum is also kind of ink, dried up ink, whatever. So it says that's also, it's possible. So it's an open Mishnah, it's possible. How can you have Avmina that he has a machbit about the color? Of course, it's an open Mishnah. So he says, Dilma Hani Milichum. It must be, maybe, that was Lagabe Truma. But Gemara is asking, is that the same Lagabe Chulun or not? Does the psal of Shinoi Mara carry over to Chulun or not? And this is Allah, definitely Sharamayim's psal. So the question is, does that apply to Chulun or not? Okay? Mm-hmm. Right, so that's what we have to find, right? What's the question of whether it should or shouldn't? So I think in order to really define this, it would seem you want to have some idea about the psal of Shin Amara.
Right, that's the first question.
Right? I mean, it seems so. Otherwise, well, you just don't know anything about it. Like, for instance, what would you say? Just two possibilities about what Shin Amara is. I mean, and the first question you had on the surface that you have to come to clear is that, is it pshat that if it's Shin Amara, it's not Mayim altogether? Or you say, no, it's Mayim, but it's a psal. Shinamar is a psal. Whatever reason the psal. I mean, you have to define the psal if it's a psal. But is it psal? It's not even Mayim? Or is it just Mayim, but there's a psal of Shinamara? I mean, you have to know the fact. I mean, what's the psal? What is it? I mean, if you say it's Mamish not Mayim, it's going to be hard to imagine that you'd have Avmin and that you wouldn't need, that you'd be able to use it here. I mean, it seems so, because it's not Mayim. I mean, you tell me Tisnayim doesn't need Mayim? I mean, I don't know, you could try to push a svara like that, but
It seems hard to imagine that this time isn't Mayim. I mean, what then? You can use anything? I mean, at this point, you could use oranges. You could use anything. I mean, it seems that Yeshua Mara is this question, you know? A chazusa of the water. It's not a question of Sheba Mara and Mayim. It's not a question of do you not need Mayim altogether, so it seems you need Mayim. So you can tell me it's not even Mayim. If it doesn't look like Mayim, it's not Mayim. So then it's hard to imagine there could be a question like this. You know what I mean? But I mean, we'll have to look into it. I mean, we'll have to see what. And if it's a psal, I mean, still not so simple. I mean, should the psal apply or not? What's the psal? We have to get, you know.
So,
yeah, I'll there for a while.
Any of these different things, it's all psal. If not, it's from another thing. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so in order to look into that, so let's look at the Torah. The Torah brings down.
So Shamare Yitzol Benatila, Kimosha Pasol Benikva.
So Torah has a halacha. He brings it down in a Beis Yosef comment. So it's Kuf Samach. So in Kuf Samach Mar Chaim, it's Tzorach Shiyev Mamayim. This is a Torah. Tzorach Shiyev, very beginning. Tzorach Shiyev Mamayim, Mare Mayim. So the water has to have Mare Mayim. You could be medayik there that the Mayim has to have the appearance of Mayim. So it seems like it's Mayim anyways. You know what I mean? Well, you could argue Mayim is descriptive here, you know, but he's saying the water has to have the appearance of water. Shim nishtaru mareim, namely that if the appearance changes, bein machmas atzman, whether from themselves, I guess like it gets moldy or, you know, I mean, somehow it gets cloudy on its own, okay, bein machmas davar acher, or shenafal sochan, whether it's because something falls into them, so like a dye or an ink or whatever, bein machmas mikoman, or if it's because of the makom, I guess they're in like a pit of, you know, dirt or pit or whatever, and the water just naturally like erodes into it. You know, the walls of it naturally erode into it and make it change color. So, it's still possible, no matter what. It's funny, it's not exactly a good proof there.
Of what?
It's funny, he's bringing the proof in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is non. These are only things that the stuff falls into it. But how do you know machmas atzmam and all that stuff is a psal? And maybe I'll tell you. It's only if it's through the, you know. I mean, the fact that he's saying bein machmas all these things means it's a havmina. So if there's a havmina, so how is he proving it that it's not true? You know what I mean? But the Beis Yosef, by the way, is bothered by. If you just look at it for a second, I mean, the second Beis Yosef, it says mashkas bein machmas mekomam. Ken goes of a Rambam perik bechus brachos upashadu dekivan shenishtanu marein hem psulim. Mali kishnestanu machas mekoma, mali kishnestanu machas davar acher, shnafal sochan. He says, if you can tell me shinemar is a pav, is a psal, what's the difference how it becomes a shinemar?
Right.
Well, it's pasha, he's saying it's pasha. But I mean, although he's saying it's pasha, I mean, it seems to be, you can't just say it's pasha, I mean, why did Rav write it? You know what I mean? I mean, it seems like it must have been, you know, he's saying it like in a way as if he's just saying it's pasha, you know, he's explaining. But I mean, it is a question. I mean, there's a subtle question there. I mean, why would I think otherwise? You know what I mean? Fine, but let's let that go for a little bit, okay? I mean, it would be nice if you could answer that, but whatever.
Bring down all the cases?
I mean, Bein Machmas this, Bein Machmas that, of course, so it's Shinomar. That's what the Beis Yosef are saying. It's Shinomar as possible. So, I mean, if the water, it sounds like the water has to look a certain way, and if it doesn't look this way, it's possible. So, I don't. What do I care if it turned brown because I threw something brown into it, or the walls of the pit were brown, or it naturally molded and became brown? Does that make a difference? It's brown, it's brown. If it's brown, either it's Mayim Mayim, it's not Mayim Mayim. So he's saying, since Halacha is Esav Mayim Mayim, so if it doesn't have Mayim Mayim, it's possible. So what's the difference how it gets it?
Does he mean if it wasn't...
Right, it seems like you could have argued, like, if it's Machmas Atzman, then you could say, look, it's still the water. It changes its appearance. That's the way water goes. Water takes on different colors. It's a natural thing. If it's 10 days old, it takes it to change the color. Or the pit also, it seems, you could have argued, that's water. Water finds itself in pits, and therefore takes on the appearance of the pit with time, whatever. That's not Shinomara. I mean, you could have argued, I guess, that it's only when you throw something into the pit. When something external to the water. Once it's the water itself... Or even the pit itself, which you could argue is a component of the water, I'd say that's not a psal, it seems, you know. But I mean, the Beis Yosef's question is, why would I argue that if the whole thing is Shinah Mara, and has to have Mare Mayim, it doesn't have Mare Mayim, so either way it doesn't have Mare Mayim, you know what I mean? So I mean, I'm just saying, you could kind of give arguments, but at the end of the day, you still have to answer, but what's the Amin? Who cares? I mean, it's nice to be making Chakiras, but why should those things make a difference? You know, but that's what I'm saying, they don't make a difference, so. Okay, so again, we're not ready to do this yet because we don't know the psal, right? We don't know what the psal is. So let's look at the Beis Yosef. So Beis Yosef says at the beginning, he says the kos of hara'ah, right? Perak Amidam. Because of Hara'a Bebrachos Perak Elu Dvarim. So the time of the Ventilas Yedayim Beinan Mayim Shalon Ishtanu Tzurasam. Ventilas, the reason why you need the time of that, and the reason why until now you need water which didn't change its Tzura, Dumya Dekidu Shedayim Beraglayim in Hakiyar. Right, it's like just like in the kiyar has to be can't change. V'hasa mistabra the alfina lemishum mayim yisera. It says an extra word mayim. T'chsev nasata shama mayim larachta. Rachatu Aaron uvanav mimenu bivoma v'gomer bivoma almod yirchatu mayim. So of course mayim. It just said mayim. So why do you say yirchatu mayim? It's an extra mayim. And in the first place it said minasata shama mayim. Right, so you know that's what it is. But then why does it say Yechatu Mayim? Of course, that's what you put in the kiyar. So of course you're washing with Mayim. So why does it have to say Mayim? So it's a limud, Me'achad Akinan, the Mayim behave a Yasan Be'inan. Shalon Ishtanu. So it learns out from there that the Mayim has to be really Mayim. Behave a Yasan. Right? So that's what I was saying, the Mistabra, it must be that you're learning it out from there. That the Halacha behave a Yasan is learned out from there. Although it is funny, I mean, I think there's a halacha. It doesn't have to be like, let's say it smells different. I don't think that's a psal. It smells different. Different smell. You have a tire somewhere? Someone got one. Yeah. Interesting rabbim is in Mikvahos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. And I don't know if we'll take this obviously, but it says, "In a my hamikvah nifsal lo b'shinoi ha'tam ve'lo b'shinoi ha'reach, ala b'shinoi mara bilvad." Okay, so smell or taste doesn't change it, just appearance. Okay, so I was thinking is that what's the psal of mayim? It's also because it says mayim twice, so it's b'havi yosan yehu. It's in its state. You know what I mean? So I was thinking is like this: is that maybe its pshat is that part of the identity of water. Like you see, water is different than other like drinks. It's like pure, water like pure pristine water, you know, like spring water. There's a whole idea of why is spring water better than water. It seems like part of the idea of water is like it's a pure liquid. You know what I mean? That's part of its identity. You know what I mean? So it's true. So let's say if Mayim was a Starum Marehem, it could be that it lacks in the purity. You know, in other words, it lacks in the Parson's identity of water is that it is the pure drink, it's the pure liquid, unadulterated liquid. So Shinoi Mara, even though its identity is still Mayim, it lacks in its Shemayim. I mean, it lacks in its Shemayim because it lacks in the purity of the thing. So Bhavi Yasanyu means that it must retain, even though it's not just the Shemayim, but it's retain its purity. It must retain its intrinsic nature, which is like an unadulterated form. And once it's Mishtana Marayam, a person looks at it differently. And you see it, you look at it, it's cloudy. It loses, it lacks. People identify it based upon Mara. I mean, its smell, I mean, it's true. You go up to it and smell it, or you could taste it. But I mean, essentially, its identity is from the way it appears. That's the main thing. That's the main way it identifies. Yeah, right. So there's the fact that, like you see, that is a feature in water. It's clarity. It's good, you know. So that's what Havayasanyu, or it says Mayim twice to show you that the Mayim has to really exemplify the highest level Mayim, you know what I mean? And the Shinoi Mara is a posel. Okay? So now maybe the question is, so that somehow applies by Ntil's name also. I mean, apparently the Raz saying is that just like you have it by a Kiyar, the same halacha applies by Ntil's name. Okay, I guess, I don't know exactly how he knows that, but that's what he's saying. Right, man, so the bottom here, it says the Birki Yosef has a piece about that, how you know that you can compare the two. But that's what Ra says. Ra says you compare it to. So now the question, maybe the question here is that just on a simple level, is that when you're saying that by Netilas Yadayim of Srach Truma, they're saying they're modeling after Netilas Yadayim, right, of Truma. And Netilas Yadayim is Truma has Mayim, but the Mayim, it's not just Mayim, but the Mayim has to have a quality of Avayasan Yehu. You know, it's in its highest state. And Ashinu Mara is a posa. The question is when they set up the Chafetz Shel Mayim by Yisrach Truma, did they simply demand that you're using Mayim? So it's Mayim. That is Mayim. Or did they take with it the properties, all the halachic properties of the Mayim? Namely, that it has to have a certain quality, character to it, of Havi Yosanyu. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Kabdisu Amara.
I'm just saying, are you makbid? When they set up, and the Tila said, when they makbid that, it really has the full Shem Mayim with all its properties? Or do they simply say, there's an underlying substance, that is Mayim. As long as there's Shem Mayim, that's fine. I mean, how far in Srach Tshuma did they model the structure of the Tila's Mayim from Tshuma itself? I mean, I'm just wondering, just to maybe try to answer the Rambam. Yeah. Nishtanu, you know, where he says Bein Nishtanu this, Bein Nishtanu that, you know, all those things. See, this idea that it has to be pure, right? This halacha that the water has to be b'haviyasam. You could understand, you could define it in two ways. It's a sin. See, you could define it one way is to say that the water has to have the property of pureness. You know what I mean? It has to have a certain appearance to it. Okay? Or you could learn that it's a halacha that shinoi is a posel. You know what I mean? Well, is it like a positive thing that has to have a certain appearance, or is it that shinoi is a posel? You know what I mean? Because you could say, what do you mean it has to have a certain appearance? What appearance? I mean, let's say the water in Taiwan is a little blurry. The water in Fiji is very clear. The water, I mean, so you could argue, well, what appearance does it have to have exactly? So you could argue that there's no specific appearance it has to have, but halachically, the way about the Hayu Bavyasan you expresses itself is that there's a psul of shinoi. I mean, shinoi is a posel. So it could be that's what the Rambam is learning, that Shinoi is a posel. So if that's the case, you could argue, you could question, what's considered Shinoi? If you have something alien that comes in and changes the thing, you say that's a Shinoi. But maybe if you'll say, if you have like a process where the water itself simply has like a gradual, you know, internal process that it takes on a different color, maybe you'll say it's not defined as Shinoi. You could say Shinoi is where you have a Mishana, something else which is coming to change it. I mean, but if the thing itself is just, it's not, it just because it naturally evolves into a different thing, but that's the Mayim. You could say that's not Shinoi. Or even if you'll say that it's true that if it changes by itself, that's not Shinoi, but the walls of the pit, you could look at as being extraneous because it's something other than the Mayim, or you could look at the walls of the pit as being a part of the body of water. So you could say that's not Shinoi. You know what I mean? Like, it's a question in I'm saying the question is in where the line is of Shinoi. But his maskana is that anything Shinoi. As long as the water was a certain color and now it's a different color, it doesn't matter. I mean, I have to define each one exactly. But I mean, but he's, you know, if you take as a premise that it's not just a din that has to have an appearance, but that there's a soul of Shinoi, so then you could seem to clear these chakiras. But if it were pshat, that the water has to have an appearance, then it seems like the Beis Yosef is saying is correct. Is that, well, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have that appearance. Who really cares? You know what I mean? But it seems you could deduce from the Rambam that it's not that way. You know what I mean?